Good to gather here in this place together tonight on this Christmas Eve. And as we gather here tonight, we remember that Jesus comes in flesh and blood. Not as a fully grown man magically showing up one day to preach and teach and heal. Jesus comes. Not in a palace, not in the middle of the temple, not in a place of religious or political power and prestige. Jesus comes to ordinary parents who are still working out what all this means and how this will continue to change their lives. Mary's cries of childbirth echo through part of Bethlehem, and then the sounds of the Son of God. Not as a booming voice from the heavens, but the cries of a baby. The Son of God has come into the world, fragile and tiny and dependent upon Mary and Joseph for his very survival. The Son of God will wear a diaper. Jesus comes, and the first people to hear the good news and welcome him are shepherds, the common field workers tending their flocks. Jesus comes in a place where the smell of manure and animals hang in the air. Jesus comes into a world 2,000 years ago of the haves and the have-nots, of racism, of religious and political divides, of refugees and acts of terror. Jesus comes, and Jesus still comes today into our world of haves and have-nots, of racial and religious and political divides, into our world of refugees and acts of terror. Jesus comes into the ordinariness of it all. Jesus comes into the best of our world and the worst of our world. If you've ever wondered how far Jesus will go out of his love for us, he will go as far as even a manger. If you've ever wondered whether our life and the stuff of it here on this earth matter, Jesus comes and makes his home among us. Jesus will breathe the same air that we do, walk in the same dirt, drink the same water, feel the same breeze, have the same aches and pains, and cry the same tears. God had long been at work in this world and among God's people, but this was something different, something new, something miraculous, yet something also grounded in the ordinary. This was something flesh and blood. Jesus comes and tells us, "You matter. Your life here on this earth matters. My love will chase you to the ends of the earth. You are loved, and so is your best friend and your worst enemy, because they matter too." Jesus tells us, "I've come to change this world. I've come to change you." So tonight, let this story be good news for you. Let it comfort you. Let it reassure you. But also let this story be good news for the rest of the world too, even the places and the people we forget or ignore or dismiss. Let this story of how the Son of God humbles himself to come as a fragile infant and to grow up to live and love and serve sacrificially, let this story call us to live and love and serve sacrificially too. Jesus comes, and nothing will ever be the same.
Because injustice and despair threaten to overwhelm us, we pray for hope.
Because so many swords have not yet been beaten into plowshares, we pray for peace.
Because grief and loss weigh so heavily, we pray for joy.
Because hatred is still so strong, and because people all over the world are suffering, we pray for love.
God has come to us as a child. Christ is present in our world.
May the light and the fire from these candles burn away everything that is preventing the God of hope and peace, joy and love from being born among us.
Friends, be not afraid. Even now the light of Christ is shining.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Matthew 1, verses 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us.
From Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Continuing the story from Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around him, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of angels and heavenly hosts in the sky, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
We've heard the stories and sung the carols, remembering the Son of God taking flesh and blood, coming among us as a child. Now we gather at the communion table with loaves of bread and cups of juice, reminding us too of Jesus taking on body and blood. We remember the love shown for us. We remember that all were included that night of Christ's birth, and all still are. This table doesn't belong to our church or our denomination. It is Christ's table, and at this table, at Christ's table, everyone has a place. Everyone has a seat. No matter who you are, what you have, who you love, what you've done or failed to do, there's a place for you. You are loved.